Hello there, welcome one and all to this week's edition of our chat. So he's Ralph and Peter, let's do this. This week we're only going to be talking about one thing, and that thing is inflation. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Don't worry, it's not inflation. This week, everyone, we're going to be talking about Spotify's big headcount reduction and what's next for it, right? And
when I say I can talk about inflation if you want.
I knew you were going to say that. So what happened this week? Spotify announced the third headcount reduction of this year, and they cut 17%. 17%. That's amazing. I mean, that is a lot of people that it's cutting. Now, the thing is that I guess that it's a sign of the maturity of the business, of the streaming business generally. I mean, they grew under lockdown. They put a lot of money, especially into podcasting. You know, so $100 million or something to buy Joe Rogan's show.
And of course, Pete and Ralph's weekly chat.
Well, obviously, that's the one. In a similar vein, Michelle and Barack Obama's podcast and the Sussexes podcast. So Joe Rogan's, I guess, is still going well, but the other ones not so much. And I think that they're in a bit of a rut, to be honest. They're in a bit of a rut. That's probably another reason why, you know, they now do audio books as well. So another revenue stream, which is a good idea. But really, they've got some problems. You know, I think that they've really matured as a business. But what do you think? What do you think, Ralph? What do you make for this? And what do you make of this? And what do you think they should do to get themselves out of the rut?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing is almost irrespective of who it is. I mean, I can make a general comment. If I hear that a business is cutting 17% of its workforce in order to reduce expenses, and then second, I hear that it's done that like for the third time now, not necessarily cutting 17%, but a third expense cut, a round of expense, I can't speak today, a third round of, I wasn't supposed to make you blow up your coffee all over your
No, mouth. No, I'm all right, it's still in there.
It was a nice bonus.
Yeah.
So when I hear that a business is cutting A, 17% of its workforce, and B, has gone into its third round of expense cuts in a 12-month period, then almost not knowing what that business does, I would say, well, clearly that business has a problem, and we all know that. That's not an original insight, but maybe I can put this into a more general analytical context, because if you think about it, any kind of profit maximizing company needs to do just that, maximize profits, or at least make sure that its profits are growing. And there are really only two broad ways in which this can be done. The first one is the obvious one, which we are all thinking about now, and that is grow revenues. If you grow revenues and you keep your expense base broadly stable, then clearly your profits are going to increase. And as your profits are going to increase, analysts, people like me, people like the sort of me I used to be professionally, would then put that into their models, and they would forecast a sustainable earnings or profit growth, and that gets translated into a market value or a valuation of the business, which then translates into share price development and valuation. And so that's the chain, and that's how this works. And very obviously, a stock market quoted business wishes to maximize its market cap, its valuation, and that is intimately and directly linked to profit growth, which therefore in turn is linked to revenue growth. Now, the other way in which you can increase profits is by cutting expenses. But I think even somebody who isn't trained in sort of looking at companies from an analytical point of view, we will immediately see that that's not quite as good as growing revenues. Because at least in theory, you would be able to grow revenues forever. If you are bright enough bright is probably not the right word, entrepreneurial enough, business-minded enough, creative enough as a management team, then you can, in theory, come up with ever new ways in order to grow the top line, the revenue line, and therefore to grow commensurately profits. But clearly, you cannot actually come up with ways to cut expenses forever, because there's a finite amount of expenses you can cut. And also, of course, because you can't cut all your expenses. I mean, if you sack all of your workforce, yeah, then you cut a big chunk of expenses out of your business. But guess what? Unfortunately, your business has just disappeared because all your employees have disappeared. So, I mean, this is obvious, but I'm laboring this a little bit. But it's clear that you can only cut expenses for so long. And therefore, a business which increases its profits by cutting expenses alone will not be able to generate sustainable profit growth in the same way as a business can, which increases the top line. And because of that, because profits, as we said, are intimately and directly linked to market valuations, a business that is down to one thing, to one strategic choice, meaning cutting expenses, is not going to be able to increase its market valuation for a long time. Investors see that, of course, and will sell the business even before that actually happens. And that is why Spotify and businesses of this nature, I mean, Spotify is not the only business which does that, is in a bit of a tight spot. And that is what you, of course, mentioned. And all of this commentary, which I've basically been generating for the last minute, has nothing to do with the business model. I don't need to know anything about the business model of a particular company to point out that there is an issue there. And that gets us, I suppose, to our next phase in this conversation, because, well, what can Spotify do to get itself out of this rut? What can Spotify do, ideally, to actually develop a business which grows the revenue in such a way that they need to take on more people rather than cut people? And just a few pointers, and then I play the ball over to you. Mm-hmm. A few pointers are in the spectrum of things which Spotify is already doing. It's not as if they're not doing anything at all. You mentioned one thing. Let me just go back to your original point. It looks as if the idea to stream music is becoming saturated. And that kind of makes a lot of sense. You can only listen to so much music. I'm sort of religious user of Spotify. I use it all the time and just got my annual wrap-up. And it said you listen to 30,000 minutes of Spotify this year. Which basically means all I do is listen to music. But even I can't actually listen to any more. There are only so many minutes in the year. There's only so much music you can consume. And there's also only so much music, you might say, which is available as content. Spotify knows that like every other streaming business. And what they have done is they try to complement revenue stream from music with other revenue streams or sources for revenue streams. And one you mentioned, these were podcasts. They have sort of worked the Some have worked and others haven't. The Sussexes one has flopped a bit. The Obama one didn't really work as well as they thought. So they put a lot of money behind it and didn't really get the commensurate revenue, certainly not profit, stream from that. And second, what they did is they did something which I think is smart. They teamed up with Audible and are now making available audiobooks. And again, that's cool, but there's only so much time you can actually spend in listening to books, basically, which is very similar to listening to podcasts from a point of view of your sort of engagement with it during the day. And yet, what I would like to say is Spotify have been doing something like that. They are clearly aware that they have to find additional revenue sources to complement the backbone revenue source, which is, of course, music streaming. But so far, clearly, by the testimony of their own actions, which is to reduce expenses for the third time in a row now, that hasn't really quite delivered what they need. So the question which we are trying to chat about a little bit here is, do we have any ideas? What might they be able to do, or a business similar to Spotify?
Well, I think that there are a number of things. I mean, so first of all, the business itself is clearly at, you know, at a very mature stage. I think that over time, so at the beginning, it was kind of, you know, it was in a relatively strong position. But every now and, you know, every, I've forgotten how often it is, but it's probably at least every year, you know, it meets up with all the music companies and things. And then they talk about licenses, they talk about revenues, and their slice gets ever smaller every time. So at first it was okay. And then it's just getting down and down and down and down and down. And so actually music is not as profitable as it once was. This is why they moved into things such as podcasts and now audiobooks, which I think is you know, is the right thing to do. I think they put too much money in too few podcasts. That would be my, you know, sort of opinion there. And I do think that there are, and I'm not just saying this. This is not a biased opinion, although it's going to sound like I'm biased, but you know, I think that they could spread the money around more evenly, maybe a bit more like, let's say, YouTube in that sense, you know, in terms of monetization of content, to make more, so more people are able to monetize their podcast. So I think that could potentially help. That's something that could help with what they're already doing. But in terms of other things, in terms of new things, there are three areas that actually, we talked about earlier. So one, I think this is really interesting, this one. So one is proprietary content. Now, you might think, what do you mean proprietary content? Well, the thing is that, say, with Netflix, you know, it accumulated all this content from different studios and sources, and that was great. But then it then thought, well, that's a very expensive way of doing it, because you're not making the content, you're the conduit, if you like, to the end customer. So in order to make their platform more unique, something that people would stay for, they started to make their own shows and films and things. So that's happened now. Ralph's suggestion, which I thought was really good, was actually proprietary content. Now, I say that because at first I thought, what do you mean, but actually, well, Ralph, why don't you talk about, you know, in terms of proprietary content in terms of music.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, I mean, this is, you brought this on. I mean, you gave me the idea because you, when we were chatting earlier, you were bringing up the analogy to the streaming services, Netflix and Amazon Prime and some others. And Actually, interestingly, whenever I watch Netflix, I think it is very cool when I see something like a Netflix own show or Netflix proprietary content. I think it's pretty interesting because it is sort of a direct competition to the old world, now the old school Hollywood based filmmaking industry. And the Netflix shows, they're no worse than any of the Hollywood series which I see. They're actually very interesting and very cool. And they can also respond very nimbly, perhaps is the word, to something which is out there. Like, for example, I don't know whether you guys know the series Bosch, which is on
Hey,
Netflix.
do you like that?
Oh, I love it.
I
We
love
watch
that
it.
show.
We
I
watch it
love that
regularly.
show.
Absolutely brilliant.
I've watched every single episode now. I mean,
Me too.
I yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you're a Bosch fan.
Yeah,
Yeah, I love
totally.
it. Love it.
And the reason I mentioned Bosch is because Bosch is a fictional character invented by a thriller author called Michael. Would actually be good if I now remembered his name. Michael Connelly,
No, that's right. Yes, yeah.
who we all already know through his other character,
The Lincoln
Haller,
lawyer, isn't he? Yeah.
who is
Mickey
a
Haller,
lawyer.
yeah.
Mickey Haller,
Yeah.
he's the Lincoln lawyer.
Yeah, which is also
And
good, by the way.
there was a movie made after the Lincoln Lawyer, and there is also a Netflix show. So Netflix nimbly and flexibly responds to what people like. People like Michael Connelly books, and they make a show which is the reflection of that fiction. It's a fiction tie-in, basically. And of course, Amazon Prime can also do this because they have Reacher.
Love that show.
Exactly, which
Love that
is,
show.
did you
That
see?
guy.
Did you see the dude in the new series?
Oh,
That's
I know.
season two. Oh, bloody hell! I
Oh,
followed
no.
that
He's
guy. He's
impressive.
massive. The guy is absolutely amazing.
I read the other day. Sorry, I know this is a bit of a departure, but
No, this is my problem.
apparently in the books, he's 6'5", right? Whereas the guy who's in, the Amazon one is a mere 6'2". So bit of a
Ah,
shorty.
sure that.
But stiff guy,
He's
isn't
built like the proverbial,
Yes. Big
yeah, brick something.
outhouse. Yes.
Outhouse, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is, of course, there is one other thing which is funny. Tom Cruise, of course, bought
Yeah.
the rights, and Tom Cruise is not 6'5".
Yeah,
He's
he's my
only
height.
6'2". He's sort of more, well, even less than my height. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, he's
But
my height. He's
anyway,
like 5'7" or
let's come
something.
back to this. So basically, Amazon Prime can do this. Clearly, Netflix is doing this, and it's a great success. And these books are great. These thriller authors know what they're doing, and Netflix and Amazon Prime know what they're doing when they bring these books, these series with these evocative characters to the silver screen, I suppose is the word for this. And now I was thinking, well, why should Spotify not be able to do that? And then my next thought was, well, what would be the analogy here? And the analogy would be, could Spotify not create a band, a music band, from scratch? And then I was thinking, well, is this really ever done? And if you're thinking the same thing, if you think this is maybe a bit strange, the idea of scratching a band from scratch, from a blank sheet of paper, can I just remind you of this? I wonder whether you guys remember this. Hang on. Hope this works now.
Initially it was I thought that initially it was a horse coming out of the ice. Brilliant. It's good. So yes. I don't know if we can play it too much though before we get
It
but
doesn't require 1 minute of rock stardom.
So Taylor
well, I
Swift,
hope that
right?
came over well. What I played here is Linkin Park.
Yeah. Not Taylor Swift.
No, we don't play Taylor Swift here.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Taylor Swift is an absolute genius. I mean, she
Yeah.
is super grossing, the first billionaire, I think, in the
Yeah.
music business. And so that's not just by music, that's also by management. So anyway, but Linkin Park, the point of Linkin Park is that it was a manufactured band. This is not this band didn't follow the sort of normal ways in which bands sort of start. You know, we need a bass player, we need a drummer, and we do it in our garage or whatever, and then we come together and it's all wicked, and then we start smoking all manner of weird things, and then we have stardom, and this is all good. This was actually manufactured from scratch as a product. There were producers, there were managers, there were ads in the on Facebook and other social media inviting people to come and demo as players for the band, and then the music was written for them, etc., and they were a massive success. So my point being is that this is not something which has never been done. The idea of producing from scratch a music band, if that's a word, you know, a producer of music, an artist, that has been done before,
Yes, it has.
and I
Yeah.
don't see any reason why Spotify couldn't actually do that again.
I agree. I actually, when you were talking about that, I did think that I mean, the obvious thing here is almost like they do with K-pop. It's pretty much like a factory, really, because they have their teams of writers, they have their teams of like publicists, the team, marketing, and I mean, Spotify, what an amazing platform to have behind you, and everyone will want to do it because it'd be think, right, you're making the band, they're doing all the right things. So you can have like a Spotify, rock division, pop division, you can have it, like that, and then they come together, there's some kind of process, and then off you go, and it would be like, yeah, and then they would be able to manage the whole thing.
And
I mean,
also,
it'd be amazing.
and there's a huge amount of creative talent out there.
Yeah.
You just need to tap into it, and who better to do that than the big streaming services, who know where that talent is? And you're right, you could actually brand it in such a way that it's Spotify Rock, Spotify whatever pop, this, that, in the other country, and one might think, perhaps, that there is a initial brand conflict, or that it sounds a bit naff, that it's not the real thing. But that's why I was playing Linkin Park, because Linkin Park is cool. I mean, this is good stuff. You know, I don't know what music you're into, but I don't even know what label to put on this. It's something like New Punk, I think it was back in the day when it first came out. But this is original music, and this is good music. You know, it's something like a rock person would listen to. I mean, I listen to it. And also remember all these various artists who came up through America Got Talent or whatever it's
Yeah,
called,
okay, yeah.
and the X
X
Factor,
Factor, X
exactly.
Factor and all that lot, yeah.
The winners of these sometimes went on to real global fame.
Yeah.
And the way that was done is they were, after they won the contest or came second runner-up, the show advised them to lie low for a year so that
Yeah.
the more obvious association with what would be seen perhaps as a manufactured platform for music, that association would dilute. People would not associate that so much anymore after a year or maybe two, and then they sometimes were able to create a global platform for their music. And there really is no reason why Spotify or other streaming services should not be able to actually do that. And so
Yeah.
I think that might be quite an interesting idea.
Oh,
So
I see.
Spotify, if you guys listen to this show,
yeah,
you heard it here first, and yeah, our bank account for royalty payments is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I agree. I mean, who knows? Who knows? They could even make shows out of it, couldn't they? You know, like a kind of X Factor type. They could, you know, they could do that as well to really juice as much as they could out of it. Because that's the problem, isn't it? Is it for every, you know, 10 good acts, maybe one of them might get through and do really well. So they get more, you know, would get more bites of the cherry if they did something like that. But anyway, it's an excellent idea.
That's an interesting suggestion. That didn't even come to me. Yes, they could make a show out of that, of that nature. Wouldn't perhaps be TV based. Would just be.
Or maybe it could be. It could. I mean, wouldn't it be funny if they made it and they put it on Netflix or some, you know, something else, and that gets people off from Netflix onto, you know, onto Spotify or something. I mean, it'd be amazing for them.
Absolutely. Well, or you could, of course, do it as a Spotify-based, Spotify-private, sound-only based show, where this kind of stuff is pumped to your platform, and there is a little bit of a contest, and you know that's happening every week, so it keeps your curiosity up as a user, and that keeps you linked into the platform. Eventually, all Spotify and other streaming services will need to do is to keep people on the platform and to make sure that subscribers don't leave. And that's no different from any other, let's say, well, it's not really a social media platform, but let's say that anyway, any other social media platform, Instagram, TikTok, they work by keeping you on the platform.
On the player, that's true, yeah.
Glued to the platform. And sometimes, and it really works. I mean, even if you don't want to, I mean, I look at my Instagram, my gram page, and then they sort of offer these like Insta shorts or whatever, and they're funny. And I just, after half an hour, I'm still on it. It is addictive. And that's the sort of thing which I think Spotify would also need to do in order to keep subscribers on the platform, and B, attract new subscribers, because that then creates a revenue growth, which we want.
Absolutely.
We don't want expense cutting, we want revenue growth.
Yeah. So there we go. That's one, I mean, that's one solution, a very interesting solution. Second solution could be they could move into hardware. You know, they could make Spotify branded goods like headphones or anything sort of audio, potentially audio related, do like a, you know, like a Beats by Dr. Dre type, you know, whatever, they could do that as well. I mean, I would suggest that's a crowded market and it's not guaranteed of success. I mean, I think that Dre, you know, the Beats thing, that benefited a lot from the association with Dr. Dre. Because it didn't have, the thing is, it wasn't like, I don't know, like another company, like, I don't know, Sennheiser or Rode or something like that. You know, they've obviously got the history, but they don't have that, you know, coolness factor. So I think that you know, they were very much helped by the association there. But, and, you know, there are social media companies who've tried to do hardware and that hasn't worked. I mean, Meta, of course, with their, you know, they bought Oculus years ago. It's not done particularly well. You've got, well, the other great one is Snap, you know, Snapchat. They've got Snapchat spectacles they had. They've tried it twice. I don't think it's worked. You know, whether you've got the camera in the glasses, I don't think that's worked. They had a drone which is supposed to follow you around, that didn't work either. So I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, Spotify could have a go, but there are, you know, it's not a real, that's not necessarily going to be successful, though you'd hope it would be. So that's another option. I mean, what do you think of that, Ralph?
No, totally. I think in theory that's a very interesting thing. It doesn't, in my own mind, which is not an entrepreneurially original mind, so I'm not surprised that I can't make it work in my own mind. But the other thing which we came up with speaks to me a little bit more, the sort of production of bands of music artists, or the manufacturing of music artists. But of course, there is absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to pull this off if you do it right. Like you said, what you need is some sort of brand transference. Dr. Dre was seen to be cool, and now it is cool to actually wear the Dr. Dre headphones. But of course, only because they are really also very good. I've got two of them, and they really are good. Good sound quality. So the technology needs to work, of course, but given that the technology does work well, you have this brand transfer going on, and that is something which I think Spotify could capitalize on. So as you were talking about some of the other products which have been tried, I was like a drone which follows you around. That's a bit of a weird thing. But if you're like an action sports person and you like your action sports, what you would want to do is do GoPro videos. And the GoPro videos, they need to actually link easily into your platform so that you can put the edits onto YouTube, and all that needs to be easy, needs to be seamlessly interlinked, basically. And that thing is important. I mean, you can tether a drone to your mobile. As you go downhill biking, for example, the drone follows you, and you get good angles for the various jumps and other things which you wish to be doing. Now, that so far I haven't really talked about Spotify yet, but obviously, or perhaps not obviously, but no, actually, I'm going to stick with that word. Obviously, what you want is you want a cool soundtrack to link in to your GoPro. If you look at the video edits on YouTube, like the sort of free skiing things or downhill biking or anything, there always is a cool soundtrack. The soundtrack does link up well, is well synchronized with the movements that you see. And I don't know whether that is not bold enough, but there is a link, of course, here to using Spotify as your almost like built-in sound source for your edits, which will make the or would make the link between your GoPro and the edit which you put on YouTube maybe more seamless.
Yes. I mean, that sounds good.
Almost like GoPro would team up with Spotify, and there would be a built-in link in a similar way as there is a built-in link for Sonos and Spotify. My Sonos stuff, which we're using here in our place, they've got Spotify as a as one of the what's the word? Default. It was one of the default choices. And that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just going to throw in there the last sort of possibility, another possibility, which I think is very much out there, and I think it's unlikely to happen, but you never know, is, you know, what would happen if you brought, say, Spotify and Netflix together to build a absolutely massive, you know, audio visual behemoth, you know, and then the cross sort of opportunities between the two, you know, the tie-ups between the two could be pretty amazing. I mean, that really would be quite something. And it, and I thought, wow, you know, are there any others like that? And I mean, I suppose you could say Apple potentially is like that with its, you know, TV and what you can get on there. And obviously it's got iTunes. Maybe it could be the rival to that, maybe something like that. I mean, that might be quite interesting, but again, I'm not sure how feasible that would be, but you know, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, it's possible as well. Absolutely. When you were talking, excuse me, guys. When you were talking about that, I was thinking I was thinking that there's some cool show on Netflix, I think, which follows Grand Prix, Formula One
Oh
drivers.
yeah, Drive to Survive, yeah.
And I was thinking, well, that can be done with bands too. I mean, why don't you follow U2 on, for example, on the world tour? And I'm sure that's been done. And I don't see necessarily how Spotify Link would come in there. But how about Spotify branching out into the organization of concert venues and concert tours? I mean, this is probably a bit out there now because that's quite difficult, but we are scratching at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, this is a company which is clearly trying to get expenses down, so it would need to think about those kind of things in order to support revenues. And the reason that I think our chat here is not entirely theoretical, I mean, people could now say to us, well, yeah, fine, very interesting. But are they actually doing that or not? Maybe they could. Are they doing this or not? Well, we have a few examples that they are thinking outside the box. They have teamed up with Audible for audiobooks. They have done podcasts. And so they are original, creative, entrepreneurial guys. We know that. Otherwise, Spotify itself wouldn't exist. And so I would not put it past them to actually look at strategic avenues of this nature. What I would certainly say is that businesses in a sector which is beginning to come to maturity, to saturation, basically have no other choice. They have to look for this type of creative revenue generation because otherwise their market valuation will drop.
I think so. So there we go. I guess we've solved we I think Spotify have got a lot of food for thought there
They do.
from us. And so good luck on working for that with those Spotify. Just we have to I mean address the elephant in the room now.
What's that?
And that is Ralph's jumper. So just for those who are curious, that jumper is actually replicates the tattoo that is in fact underneath the whole body tattoo, which is underneath his jumper,
Yes.
just in case anyone was wondering.
If I sort of rip this off, then you will
Yeah,
see a
exactly the same.
bronzed torso rivaling that of the actor who does Reacher, and it's
Yes.
covered with Armani tattoos all over.
Nice. There we go. And
Yeah,
so
I think that wouldn't be nice. I think if that actually was true, I'd be divorced by now.
I well, I think it would be this is a good point at which to end the podcast, to leave people with that mental image.
Me getting divorced?
No,
Nice,
not at all,
come
not at
on.
all, not at all. No.
Cool.
The image, the tattoos. Anyway,
Sure.
we'll leave it there. But thank you very much indeed, as always, brilliant to talk to you. And thank you very much for everyone for watching, listening, and we'll see you again very soon. Many
Absolutely.
thanks.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.